The AI margin debate, what the commodity thesis gets right and what it might miss. The GLM 5.2 margin collapse thesis, that Chinese labs producing near frontier performance at dramatically lower cost will erode the pricing power of Western AI incumbents, is stated with considerable confidence in today's Hacker News discussion. The strongest counterargument is that benchmarks are not products. Enterprise software history is populated with technically superior challengers who won evaluations and lost markets because they could not match incumbents on integration, support, and risk profile. Anthropic and OpenAI have built substantial infrastructure around enterprise trust, SOC 2 certifications, HIPAA compliance frameworks, audit logging, and data residency guarantees. A Chinese origin model, regardless of benchmark performance, faces a structurally different regulatory and trust environment in North American and European enterprise markets. That defense, however, rests on assumptions worth probing. The EU's AI Act framework does not automatically favor American labs. A Chinese provider that invests in meeting EU requirements is, from a European procurement perspective, equivalently compliant. And the margin collapse thesis implicitly assumes that AI value concentrates in token generation, which is commoditizing. Enterprise AI is moving toward agents, orchestration, and reliable multi-step reasoning, capabilities that current benchmarks measure poorly and that may require architectures and fine-tuning not captured in GLM 5.2 comparisons. Two concrete signals to watch: enterprise contract renewal rates at OpenAI and Anthropic, which would reveal whether lock-in is real or theoretical, and AI revenue disclosures from the hyperscalers, Microsoft's AI metrics, and Google's Gemini API trends within cloud segment growth. If those numbers show decelerating growth despite expanded use cases, pricing pressure is winning over volume expansion. The Q3 earnings calls in October will be a meaningful data point. A correction also belongs in the record. A previous episode of this program referenced Ukraine striking Russian ships in the Caspian Sea. The Caspian Sea is landlocked, deep within Russian and Central Asian territory, and Ukraine has no credible power projection capability into that region. The claim was wrong. The error originated in the show's sourcing pipeline, and listeners who flagged it were correct to do so.